All right. Thank you, everyone, for attending the February 25th, 2020 Downtown Development Authority and the Development Authority meeting. Today, we do have, I'm sorry, the time is 6:33, and we do have present Ms. Carolyn Hodges, Pastor Danita Jones, myself, Rhonda Appleby, David Orr, and Carol Berry, excuse me. So we do have a quorum before us. Do I have approval? Well, first, before I say, do I have approval of the agenda? It was just came to my knowledge. Oh, I'm sorry. We do also have present staff, Randy Turner, City Administrator Dennis Stroud, Senior Planner Tarika Peaks. We do have the clerk available, Arika Miller Birdsong. It's good. And we do have the new Economic Development Director, Kalana Johnson. Got it. Okay. And we also have representatives from Landmark Christian Academy before us as well. So, with the agenda, I was just informed by Attorney Randy Turner that we do have a bond resolution that will be covered under the Development Authority. And it's the resolution for the approval of the resolution. Now, last at our special call meeting, we did a bond inducement. We approved the bond inducement. But this one is the bond resolution. The information that was given to me was given to me today. So, and it was just only sent to me, so therefore you all won't have a copy of it. So I don't know how to, because I would like for the board to review this.
Email it to us.
Okay. So with that in mind, I will start the Downtown Development Authority meeting. But however, when we get to the Development Authority meeting, I will request a change of the agenda format. Okay? So do I have a motion placed on the table for the approval of the agenda for the Downtown Development Authority meeting?
I make a motion that we accept the Downtown Development Authority agenda as is.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. All right, we have staff reports, and that is Ms. Peets, Tarika Peets.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Only thing I would like to report to the board this evening, if you were not at the city council meeting on last night, and the mayor announced that we just hired a mayor offer to a Main Street manager. Her name is Ms. Sylvia Abernathy. She will be starting on March 4th here in the city. So that's a great addition to the Economic Development Director, Collins Johnson, which is there. And so with Ms. Abernathy coming on board, she would be here at these meetings and serving this board as needed, as well as staff moving our Main Street program forward. We became an affiliate of Main Street in 2017. And since we became a part of the Main Street program, because of staffing, we really haven't had the opportunity to really move the Main Street program forward. So hopefully, and I'm greatly anticipating that since she'll be on board, along with her mamas and myself, we'll be able to really see some serious traction with downtown, being able to move downtown forward with the LCI project coming on board this year, and depots turning into restaurants and some other things that's going on in downtown. So we're looking forward to her being on board and working with staff on downtown revitalization efforts.
Okay. I'm sorry, when does she start again, Tarika?
The 4th. She will start March 4th this May.
All righty.
all I have for staff report.
What about the letter?
I was waiting on you to open it up for the business.
Okay, well. You want to go?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the Atlanta Regional Commission opened up their 2020 LCI application program. The actual application deadline date is February 28th. I've attended several of the information sessions and decided that it would be a great time to get their assistance, funding assistance, with producing or doing a major update to our downtown master plan. In 2011, Fairburn through the Sizemore Group created a Fairburn master plan, and it was right after the fire in downtown, so it really only captured really revitalization of downtown to include the stage and courtyard. So the priority areas for the LCI program is really Main Street programs, downtown areas, as well as transportation areas like TOD's transportation development centered around transportation, like MARTA, train stations, and things like that. So staff is actually going to submit an application to ARC on the 28th for a downtown master plan. Basically, I'm asking for a major update to the existing plan, but in my opinion, it's not really a downtown master plan because it was limited in the size of the project. So tonight, I'm asking for a letter of support from the Downtown Development Authority. I drafted a letter, and you have that letter before you. And if you would read it and let me know if you have any changes or revisions or recommendations to the letter that you have tonight, and I'll take note of those, make those changes, and submit the letter of support with the application on the 28th.
Okay. I have a question, Tarika.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't remember, did they ever change how we would have the parking? Because I know there's a discrepancy with whether they're going to back in, or whether they're going to pull in, or whether they're going to do sides. What did they decide?
It's going to stay the way that it is.
Okay.
The reverse angle parking was part of the original plan, but elected officials didn't really care for that reverse angle parking, so we went back to the original plan and changed it back to what you see currently now with the full angle parking. So okay. It's pretty much going to stay the way that it is.
Okay. And are they still going to do the roundabout?
No.
Okay.
No roundabout.
All right.
Okay. Any parallel parking?
No parallel parking.
Okay.
There will be additional parking, but it'll be similar to what you see already in downtown. No reverse angle parking, no parallel parking.
Okay. And where will the additional parking?
On 29, there will be some additional parking spaces on 29. And then you already have some parallel parking, like on Smith Street, right next to CVS, on that side. And where the bus pullout is, those areas right there are considered like a parallel parking space. They're just not straight.
I see. Any more questions? All right, well, let me place this on the floor. Thank you, Ms. Peaks, but let me place this on the floor for approval for me to sign off on the Livable Cities Initiative Application, or LCI, Letter of Support. Is there a motion on the table?
I make a motion that we support the City of Fairburn with our support letter that you can sign off, and we can go ahead and submit it to them.
Second.
All right. The motion was placed on the table by Ms. Pastor Danita Jones, and it was second by Ms. Carol Berry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carried. All right. Thank you. All right. Mr. Johnson, you have anything?
No.
Okay, you.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet. All right. Mr. Stroud?
No, you ma'am.
Have? Okay.
Thank you much.
All right, you're welcome. All right. We will move down to a new business, which Ms. Peek already spoke about, the LCI letter of support, but also the guidelines for bond inducements. And this is coming from our bond, the future bond inducements, that I think we need to look at guidelines, particular guidelines, that when we do have bond inducements that come before us, to look at the different type of ways that they should come. I mean, is the project, we should think about whether or not the project is in line with what the city wants. And if so, I mean, with what the city wants as far and as well as our strategic plan, the city's strategic plan. Also consider whether or not the development is approved by our permitting office or our planner. What are they, how do they feel about the particular project? Because we are an arm of the mayor and council, and we want to do everything in accordance with what the city wants us to, how it wants us to do it. So we don't want to approve a bond and then the city have issues with the development. So therefore, that's why I put that on the agenda, that we need to all to look at different guidelines for how we want to have potential developments to approach the board. So do I have any questions or concerns?
I believe we need to meet with the city administrator and the planning department to see how the mayor and council want us to be steered with embracing what they want to see in the city. And we know it's a lot happening, but we want to, you know, I believe that we should make sure that we are really the arms of the city, that we can support what they want to have. I know they want to have downtown restaurants and a beautification and all that, but I think we need to, the whole board need to meet with them that we can see from that point.
If I may.
Yes.
Am I hearing you say what you're looking for is some sort of strategic direction?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to be in line. I think the board should be in line with what the city wants and don't want to have that friction, you know. I mean, we can look at things one way.
Sure.
But then the city may look at it another way. Mm-hmm. We're partners in this. So, and then plus with the other city services and city departments, we have to make sure everything is covered, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
I don't know if I have an opportunity this Thursday and Friday during the retreat, but if I do, I'll make sure I bring it up to Mayor and Council.
Okay, that'd be fine. Mm-hmm. And also with the Planning Department as well as the Economic Development Department, especially with the Planning Department, because sometimes you may get people or developers who come before the board and want a bond inducement, and it may not have yet been approved or not totally permitted in that particular area or this ordinance, all the whole nine yards. And we just want to be in line with every, you know, with all of the city services, so it won't be any friction, or because sometimes we may have to go before mayor and council and say, this is why we want this, or this is why we approve this bond. And We want to be good stewards.
Understood.
So, any?
No objection to that.
Okay. All right. So we'll get with you, Mr. I'm sorry.
Can I?
Sure.
Come in. You all meet quarterly, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that you all have prior notice of upcoming questions or a potential request for bond inducements, correct? So if, for instance, this is February, if you know in the next quarter there may be some upcoming requests, you could somehow meet or get clarity or get vetting, if you will, with leadership prior to your meeting. Because if you met every month, I could see there could be a time issue, a time constraint. But being that you meet quarterly, if you, I mean, does that make sense? Or that you have time?
Well, they got access to us. Mm-hmm. So they got access to it. They need people.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They can call me anytime they want.
Oh, actually, that was a special call 2 weeks ago, correct? Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with the established guidelines, once we meet with the proper parties,
right,
we can include that into the project application as well. So when the applicant come before us, they can have all of the guidelines before them, and we can make sure that they have met those guidelines once we meet with you all. But you are right. We can meet with the mayor, council, and the staff prior, because we do meet quarterly. And but sometimes we do, like in the case of Landmark, we get it
right
on notice, and we don't, you know, we have to call a special call meeting outside of our regular scheduled meetings. So I think it'll be beneficial for us to have something in writing, some type of guideline in writing. Because this is, from my understanding, we haven't done that many bond inducements, so I'm not going to say uncharted territory, but you just want to have everything.
Another suggestion could be, you could put the burden on the applicant that in the application or whatnot, that there's a question that make sure that what they're trying to do is consistent with comprehensive plan, future land use plans. Mm-hmm. That's not inconsistent with anything that the city's doing. And so if there's an approved, established comprehensive plan, that the applicant put the burden on them to make sure that before they pay for this application to submit, that what they're trying to do is consistent with what's on the books.
I agree.
So that's something that can be done for the burden for the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit of the, I guess, pressure.
Right. I agree. And I think that also, too, with that in mind, with the burden being on the applicant, also that should be also in the project application.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And Tariq, I hate to keep saying your name, but I'm going to keep picking on you if you don't mind. But, you know, I do know when development comes before the city, the first person they hit besides you, they should go to you first.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they do go to the permitting office first. So, and the permit will tell them, yay or nay, you can or cannot do it this way, or you can do it. That, I think that should be included in the project application, so we would know when the applicant come before the board, we would know that everything is complete, that they have satisfied the criteria for being here in the city. And they are they are following the guidelines of our comprehensive plan, the city's comprehensive plan, as well as our strategic plan. So instead of just, you know, because we don't know right now how it's all done. We don't know whether or not they've been to staff first. The applicant just can come up and say, hey, I want a bond inducement for X amount of millions of dollars. And then we just have to figure it out based off of, you know, and it shouldn't be like that.
Right.
It shouldn't be like that. Because then we have to appear before mayor, council, and Mr. Stroud. And
right,
it could be some complications down the road.
We'll be on the stand,
yes, ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, any more questions? All right, we can consider that going forward in our meetings, and you can send us, you can send me questions or, you know.
Okay.
Speaking like that. All right, moving forward, we have election of officers. This is our annual meeting for election of officers. I was hoping that we have Rufus here, we have a full board, and Chris. I know Chris is out of town.
Out of country.
Out of the country, yeah. So if you all want to wait till our next meeting, or if you want to elect the officers tonight.
I think we should wait.
Wait. You want to wait? Okay. We'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting. And old business, purchase of a tape recorder. You can scratch that because we do have a tape recorder. Thank
Yay.
You, Ms. Arika. So thank you. So do I have a motion to adjourn the Downtown Development Authority meeting?
I move that we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
All right. Motion was placed on the table by Ms. Carolyn Hodges and second by Pastor Danita Jones. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carried. Now, do I have a motion to open the Development Authority meeting?
I move that we open the Development Authority agenda.
All right. Any second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? All right. We have a motion for that from Ms. Carolyn Hodges. I keep getting you two. It's so similar. I'm so sorry. Ms. Hodges, and we have a second by Danita Jones. All right, and as I mentioned earlier, with the Development Authority, the Development Authority approved the bond inducement for Landmark Christian. Earlier, we had a special call meeting for the Landmark Christian Academy bond inducement. But however, now we have a bond resolution. We need to speak about the bond and discuss the bond resolution. So therefore, it wasn't on the agenda.
This will be the final act on this prior to going to validation.
Okay. So therefore, the agenda will have to be altered to include the discussion of the bond resolution. The Development Authority's agenda will have to be altered.
Are they expecting us to vote on this tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I cannot vote on something that I just get because I have not read it. You just brought it to me, and I haven't had an opportunity to look at it. So I think that's unfair that you would ask us to do that without taking a look at it, because we don't know what you all have in it. So to me, I can't vote on that.
The board had agreed at the call meeting that this resolution would come forward at its regular meeting.
You just gave it to us.
I understand, and my understanding was that the document had been sent to the chair several days ago. Mm-hmm. And I know it came in today, it did have some revisions today, because there were a couple of pages that had to be corrected. The only difference between the bond resolution and the inducement resolution is the final numbers.
But that's what you're saying, but I like to read before I do. That's just me. I'm sorry. You know, I've been in a situation.
I understand.
Yeah, so
I understand your concern.
Yeah, that's my concern.
I will just say there is a... There are a lot of wheels in motion for this, and it was the understanding that this would be handled tonight. It will create quite a few difficulties if we're not able to power through.
I think maybe we should call another meeting, But you know, it's just not good to sign off on anything that you have not read, and so I'm just not comfortable with signing off on something and voting for something that I am not assured what's in the package. That's just me. That's just the way I do business.
And there are the Landmark officials and the bank officials are here and answer any questions and describe for you.
But I haven't read it, so I don't know what question they asked them.
I got
and plus, you know, they weren't on the agenda, so you know, let's just, I just make a motion that we table this until we have read it and make sure that this is what we voted on prior, and then come back to it, because I don't like to be rushed either. Mm-hmm. When it comes to business, when we're talking about business that our name going to be on and the city, so we want to make sure that everything is in compliance. Okay? That's me. That's I just make a motion.
Nobody would argue with that logic. You're absolutely right. I would just point out to you that it's a page and a half long, and if you'd care to read it right now.
I'm not going to read it right now, because I have to take my time and read it.
Understood.
Okay. David?
Well, I was going to say, why don't we read it right now together? Not, but I'm seeing more than a page and a half. When you say a page and a half...
Well, page and three quarters. Page one is the whereas, whereases.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom of page one, you begin the things that you're going to resolve, and that continues through page two. On page three is the end of the document where you sign it. So your resolution is 1.75 or 1.8 pages long. And I will say this is exactly the form that was approved a year ago by this same body. And I understand it should have been in your packets. You should have had all the time in the world to read it. I merely, Pastor, wanted to point out that it's a little less than 2 pages long. And if you want to take the time to look that and the fact that it's similar to what you approved a year ago. But again, we'll defer. We appreciate your help.
Yeah.
And Mr. Fillon, what has changed between the inducement resolution and this resolution?
This dovetails what they approved in the inducement resolution. The inducement resolution is a larger document because it's a summary of the transaction. This merely checks off what we need to check off in order to have a project that comports. In other words, that this proposed project will develop and promote for the public good and the general welfare of trade, commerce, industry, and agriculture. In order to indicate the authority's willingness to issue its bond in an amount up to $7.5 million, the execution and delivery to the company of an inducement agreement is hereby authorized. And you can read 3 through 5. Those are the conditions that generally they'd like to see us comply with in order to be in your good grace and hope that you would issue the tax-exempt financing.
So the final amount of the bond issue is established in this resolution. That is the principal reason for this resolution, right?
That's correct, yes. Okay.
So the final amount of this is within the inducement amount. It's at $6.9 million.
So wasn't it $8 million before?
It was the inducement was approved to issue up to $7.5 million.
Okay.
All right, so the final amount of bond issue has been established at 6.9.
And we always shoot high because we have to publish that notice. We can never go above what was published. We can always go below. So every transaction we do, we shoot it higher than we think it's going to be. And we had a capital campaign that was shadowing this, and some of those collections came in, which reduced the dollar amount needed.
I would be comfortable with this being set over to another time because we just got it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I agree with that. I agree with both board members because I just received this today around when I checked my emails tonight. Today it was pretty much after 1:30. So even though I understand the first 3 pages, are the pretty much the meat
of the resolution.
But I would like to also review that as well.
But then I think at this point in time, if we can just come up with a date for a subsequent meeting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with calling a special call meeting.
You're right.
Thank you.
But I'm with him. I don't feel comfortable about rendering a decision on something I haven't read. And I'm the type of person, I read it all, not just the first 3.
I've noticed, and I admire that I go to these hearings continuously, and there's never a question in the approval.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be the way I do it either. Okay.
Thank you. So we can all look at another date.
Should we put a motion on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I make a motion that we table this until a set date, and then we revisit and come back.
And I think, is it possible to have a date?
We'll do a date tonight.
We can agree on a date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think a date certain would be a good idea.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely, we'll set a date tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the motion is on the floor, right?
To table. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, what date?
Would anybody be open to doing it Thursday night?
I can't do it Thursday night.
Me next Thursday?
This Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday.
No, I won't be available this Thursday. Maybe perhaps, is Thursday the best day for you?
They're all the same for the most part.
What about next Tuesday? Is that good for you, everybody?
Well, we have to check the
what day
calendar.
That? I don't have my calendar.
If we're available.
You're not having a planning problem for next Tuesday.
You're not?
I think that's the fifth.
The third.
Third.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
Tuesday is the third.
Mr. Dennis, is that
the
time
first
open?
It's the
for the time it's open.
It's the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay, that's it. That's the third.
Mm-hmm. You have to give us time to look at it and everything will come back.
So Tuesday is good with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Ms. Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
What time would that meeting be?
6:30.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is it open, Tarifa, for you?
It should be because the Planning and Development Commission is set here for 7 and it's canceled, so.
Okay. Arika, do you know offhand?
Yes.
Okay.
We scheduled it for her, but if she doesn't need it, then it's okay.
Okay. So do I have a motion on the table? Well, no, I can call a special call meeting. I'm sorry. So I, the chairperson, make a motion to call a special call meeting for March, what day was that?
Third.
March 3rd, 2020, to discuss and possible approve bond resolution for Landmark Christian Academy. The time will be set at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Do I hear a second?
Second.
See, if I may, I'm so sorry. Is it possible that we would do it on Monday? Tuesday night, I'm in Greenville. But you guys can go ahead and do it without me being here, which I'm not essential to this at all, but.
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah. Are we available for Monday?
Monday, I don't know.
We have a council meeting or
workshop? No, we have a council meeting.
We're good for Monday.
Do you have to be here on Tuesday? Okay.
I mean, you can do it without my being here, certainly.
Tuesday's better for me.
Monday doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if we did a Tuesday lunchtime, is that possible?
You have people that work.
I know. I do. Sorry, Pastor.
Oh, it's me.
I can be here, but I'm not the one that knows all the tax exempt stuff he knows. I'm just the lender side.
I'd be back Wednesday night.
You know, that's Bible study.
Sorry?
That's Bible study.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to do it that Thursday. Are you pushing it out farther and farther?
I'm back on Thursday.
The
5th. Thursday the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Is that available for the staff? Is the room available?
You have to check the room.
See, they have to check and see the room and all that.
My suggestion would be set it for the 5th as subject to availability. I don't know if anything needs here. I don't know anything that will be meeting here on Thursday.
Is that good? Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll have it for March the 5th then?
Well, let me...
At 6:30.
Okay. Well, let me alter my motion. I'll alter my motion. I make a motion to have a special call meeting for the Landmark Christian Academy bond resolution March 5th, correct? Thursday, March 5th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
Do I?
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll see you March 5th.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. Sorry about the angst.
Okay.
Ronda, let me ask this. Don't anyway, if we do that, don't they have to be on the agenda? Because what is that? Is it the sunshine law?
The sunshine law. Yeah, and that was something I had.
We post the agenda.
Huh?
We post it.
But it's not on here, is it?
No.
It's not on here tonight, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we could have done it anyway,
you
right?
You could have added it to the agenda.
I thought the public had to know it.
Under the open meeting law, mm-hmm. as a body, you can add anything to the agenda as long as you feel there's a necessity that it be considered.
Okay.
That's the substance of the law.
Okay. Only in case if there's a special call meeting, though. It has to be
topic specific. It needs to be on the agenda. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in our special call meeting, this is the only topic that we can discuss.
Okay. That's correct. That's correct.
All right.
So.
And it should be on the agenda and posted as that, and that'll be the only item.
All right. So we've already discussed everything for the Development Authority. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Meeting adjourned at 7:10.